USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
60 years ago, the Soviet Union and the United States were in the heat of the space race. In 2022, it's a whole different world. Russian President Vladimir Putin self-proclaims areas in eastern Ukraine as independent from sovereign nations and sent in troops. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky.
We are on our land. We are not afraid of anything or anyone. We don't owe anything to anyone. We won't give away anything to anyone. We are confident in this. It is not February 2014, but February 2022.
Closing arguments are expected Tuesday in the federal trial of three former Minneapolis police officers charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights, with jurors to get the case after a month of testimony. At the start of the trial, a total of 18 jurors, including six alternates, were selected. 15 people now remain. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you miss the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if, like a lot of people, you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing program. There are more than 400,000 members now, and they love it. In fact, MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to that of health insurance. And MediShare really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. It's been around more than 25 years. Members have shared more than $4 billion of each other's medical bills. Plus, MediShare is for you. It has saved its members billions by advocating on their behalf. Best of all, the typical savings for a family is around $6,000 a year. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and you are invited to be part of it. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Food and Drug Administration has confirmed they are looking into a fourth COVID-19 booster shot.
While there's no timetable on if and when a fourth COVID booster may be recommended, an FDA spokesman did confirm they are looking into new data to evaluate future possible COVID vaccines. As far as who will need that fourth booster, Dr. Megan Rainey is an emergency physician. She tells CNN,
people who are immunosuppressed, those folks should be going out and getting their fourth shot because it is the equivalent of a third shot for the rest of us.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Today's date is 2/22/2022. It's the unofficial Be Humble Day, the unofficial Cook a Sweet Potato Day, and officially it is International Margarita Day. The inventor of Margarita Day, Nashville realtor Todd McCullough, reported that he created the February holiday because winter is such a sad, drab time of year. USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DinoVite.com.
The winner of the 2021 Kentucky Derby has been disqualified for doping, and the owner is being fined and must return nearly $2 million.
The Kentucky Horse Racing Commission has announced that Medina Spirit's victory at the 2021 Kentucky Derby has now been disqualified. After crossing the finish line first at the Derby, the horse then failed a drug test. Medina Spirit died in December. The thoroughbred collapsed near the finish line at Santa Anita in Southern California as he was completing a workout. The KHRC also suspended Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert for 90 days and fined him $7,500. In a statement, Baffert said, "I am very disappointed in the ruling. It runs contrary to the scientifically proven facts in this case and to the rules of the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission. We will be filing an immediate appeal." The commission also said the winner's purse of $1.86 million must be returned immediately. For the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
60 years ago, in February of 1962, the space race between the United States and the Soviet Union was in full swing. Both nations had developed spacecraft to send humans into space. On the United States side, John Glenn in Friendship 7.
The clock is still set for time to retrograde time of 04 plus 32 plus 28. I have retrograde times okay from Bermuda. Cabin pressure holding steady at 5-7. Cabin air 90.
I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.